As the Mishnah said, there are three ways of being koyne. Kesesh Tarabia. On the Amid Beis, the Gemara was Mefarish Keta the Kesesh. That's the Sugis until here, Kesesh and Aleph. Now the Gemara moves on, Keta Bishtar. Because they say that the Gemara all the time. Tan Rabban on Bishtar Keta. Kosev Le'ala Nayer, Alecheres, Ava Pishahim by Shabbat Pruda. Bitcho mikudeshesli, bitcho muresesli, bitcho li lehintu, harezu mikudeshes. The Tzar of Adiyah. In order for the shtar to work, you just write on the shtar and it works. Harei, you have to give it to the person. The Lashal by Kesef, in the Bryce and Hamid base, it says, Ketzed by Kesef, Nasal no Kesef, you give her the Kesef. That's the way the Kenya works, you give it. As over here by shtar, why doesn't the Braisa say Nosin Ashtar? L'chore it leaves out the Ikar Kinyan. The Ikar Kinyan is giving the shtar. Why does the Braisa leave it out? Because what is the Oilam? How did the Oilam learn? Huh? I'm like, Kesef, if it wasn't Pashit. Then the Braisa speaks it out. Nothing like Kesef.
Well, Rashi said, Rashi said nothing.
Huh?
Rashi says why he said nothing. Well, I got to see.
Ah, good. Okay, but good. Leave the deal. As if in many years, Russia wanted to say that it does say it. Just you have to look well to find it. Where does it say it? It says, Kosev Loi. How do you be Kosev to the other person? What? You write it in the shtar and you put it on the table? As if you write it on the shtar and you put it on the table, that's not being called Kosev Loi. You wrote to him. You wrote to yourself. As kosev loy means you're kosev and you give it to him. That's the way you're kosev loy. Aye, why doesn't it speak out misinus ashtar? Because it's coming to say the yisoid of shtar is you're giving him the ksav. You're giving him the tvar. It's not a maisenesina. It's writing to him the words. Giving it to him is nechatimsa, where the words are being given to him. That's kosav loy. The mashal, you write your friend a nice letter. As long as that people don't do that, they do emails. But let's say, you know, you're writing to a friend that doesn't have email. You write him a letter, you put it in your pocket. Don't say you wrote him a letter. No. You wrote him means you gave it to him. I'll say it's cause of life. But we'll see more. That's his one dictuk in the Braisa. Another dictuk, an interesting one, is over here it speaks about bitcho mikudeshesli, bitcho muresesli, bitcho li lehintu. Why are we talking about bitcho? L'chaira, we could talk about to the Isha herself. The Braisa in the Hemshech, it brings another Braisa, where it brings a Raya, and over there it speaks out both. It speaks out Bitcho when she's a Ktana and Nara, and the Isha when she's a Begeris. Why in the first Braisa did we only speak out one? And one more time you could ask, and this teaches you, Kirub, Anakud and Derech Alimud, go back to the Braisa on Hamid Beis by Kesef. The Braisa on Hamid Beis by Kesef, it didn't speak about Nosin to the Abba. It said, Nosin to the Isha. You say to the Isha, Re'at Mikudeshesli. As by Kesef, we're talking to the Isha. All of a sudden, by Shtar, we're talking to the Father. Why did we change? What does the Olam Tain on that aura? As the Matne asked the question, and the Matne says, because the Pasuk says, is Bitchon Asati Le'isha Zeh. Yeah, it could be that's the standard practice that the father does it, but that's why we added a question. We added why by Kesef doesn't it say that? That's already a little bit more shver, because if the standard way you talk it out is to the father, because that's the normal tzir of kedushin, so by kesef you should have done the same thing. Does anyone have a mahalach? As he wants to say, the makar is the fidaman diyama. The makar is ki yikach ish isha. As over there, the pasuk is talking about by isha. If you learn biyata chinam in kesef lod nizav yesh kesef lod nacher, then it's talking about the father. But if you learn it out of ki yikach, as that the pasuk is talking about the isha, that would be a gishmaka. There are those lamdonim that want to say the whole side of the sugya to compare shtar kedusha to shtar mekach is only by gita, not by the isha itself. Why? Because by a meicher, he's meicher a different chayfetz. As if she's being a kaddish herself, that's not doing it to mechira. The only thing that's daimed to mechira is when the father is being mekadesh the bas. That's like when someone's selling his field; he's selling something else. Yeah, it's a huge chiddush. Pashas the sugya, the rishonim are very not mashma. Yeah, it's a whopping chiddush. It's pashas. It would be easy to go there if the machne that either behoive or that's the psukim. Okay. Frag the Gemara, Mask of Lorev, Zeva Balmavo, Haloidama Hashtara, the Shrazvini, Hasa Meicher Kosev Lehi, Sade Mechur Lecha, Hacha Bal Kosa Bitcha Mipubeshesli. Over there the Matne is Kosev, and over here the Bal is Kosev. As this is the Sugya, which is the Nidin is, who writes the Shtar? Famous who writes the shtar. Interesting. So the Gemara could have said, Hasam Meicher Koisev, Hacha Bal Koisev. Why does it speak out what words you're writing? That's not the Shaila, what you write. You write Mechira. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is, who is Koisev the shtar? The Shaila is not what you're Koisev in the shtar. To make it even clearer, there's two inyanim in the shtar. Who writes the shtar and what you write in the shtar. L'chayr, the shame of the sugya is, who writes the shtar? This is the sugya of who. Who writes the shtar? As why is the Gemara speaking out what you write in the shtar? Meduyik in the Gemara, the sugya has a double-fold nafkamina. It's not only a nafkamina, who writes the shtar? It's an afkamina what you write in the shtar. The hainu, if the makne writes the shtar, you write his dvarim in the shtar. I'm being makne to you. If the koiner writes the shtar, you write his dvarim in the shtar. I'm being koiner from you. As there's two nafkaminas. Lez Hashem, we'll see more in detail. The kach is meduyik in the Gemara. Asfreg the Gemara the Kasha, Maishna explains Rashi. Uminolon dechiay gam nahave shtara. Rashi learns this isn't a shaila like lichatchila. Who's better to give it? I could have learned the shtar is a good shtar. Who gives it? Okay, it's lichat shaila lichatchila. What looks better? Who gives it? Rashi says, no. This is a shayla ma'akev b'di'ev. Without this, it's mishkin shtar. Pashtis, you don't have dine l'chatchila and dine choshem mishpat l'derech klal. Because it's not mistaba klal, it should be a l'chatchila. It's klar in Rashi, that Rashi is learning the sugya is, if the other guy does it, it's not a shtar b'chlal. This is the mahus of shtar, the tachsis of shtar. It's what makes it into a shtar. Okay, so we have a Shaila, why over here the Makna is writing, why over here the Kohina is writing. Amar Rava, Hasa Minyana Dekra, Vahacha Minyana Dekra, Hasa Mksiv, Umacha Mechuzasai, Umaycha Tali Rachmana, Aha Ksiv, Ki Yikach Bebal Tali Rachmana. As in this Gemara, there's a massive machlokes, and you say this the machlokes, the Tosis Rosh, Lu'umas, the Ramban, and the Rashba. The Tosis Rosh has four questions on the sugya, all based on one preface that the sugya is only handling in Shtar. He has four questions, and he says four tchukim. The Ramban and the Rashba, therefore, boy, the sugi is not only a sugi handling shtar, it's handling kesef also. And they answer all the shaylos. As we want to go step by step to build the inyan, as let's see the Tosis Rosh inside, and we'll work with the Tosis Rosh when we read the Gemara, the Gemara Gishma. Zogim teretz, as it's hasam ksiv umachar ubemaychet tali rachmana. The Torah says umachar me'achuzasai bemachet tali rachmana. As on the first raya from shtah from mecher, frektetaisis rush, the nimn over here is only by shtar. Who says the pasuk is talking about by shtar? Maybe it's talking about where you bought it with kesef. What does the pasuk say? If you sell, you shtar, you stay achuza. He says it's talking about what's kosev b'shtar. Maybe you sold it b'kesef. There's two ways to sell something. You can sell it b'shtar. You can sell it b'kesef. But who says we're talking about b'shtar? Over here, the nin, who writes the shtar? How could you bring a raya? Zok the Rosh, and for the Tosis Rosh, al korchov b'moicha b'shtar mairi, d'ilu b'moicha b'kesef, Bekoina tal yemilsa, shayidea kesef shu noisin u koina asada. Tug the Tosis Rosh, a big yisai. It has to be talking about shtar, because by kesef, bekoina toina milsa. As this Rosh is mamish, a big yisai in the sugya. In our sugya, we have a need, bemoisha tali, bekoina tali. Zug the Tosis Rosh, that's only by shtar. By kesef it's zichur b'koine tali. Why? Because he does the ma'aseh kinyan. He gives the kesef. And that's klar. There's no need in who gives the kesef. That's klar. The koine gives the kesef. As if the koine gives the kesef, zichur b'koine tali rachman. As why is the pasuk talking about the meicher if it's tali and the koine? Must be the pasuk is talking about by shtar, and it's coming to teach you even by shtar the moicher tali rachman. As that shaila number one of the Tosis Rosh on the first raya, the raya from Mechira, who says it's talking about shtar, the needing shtar, because it says the moicher. Next one, the Gemara says achaksiv kiyikach by kedusha isha. It says kiyikach as you see belekeach tali rachman. Frag the Tosis Rosh, the pasuk's talking about by kesef. Over here, the sugi's talking about by shtar. Alright, we all learned the Gemara on Beis Amid Aleph. Ki yikach, kicha, kicha, stay Ephron, kichas for kesef. So over here, the pasuk's refurish talking about kesef. It's how could you bring a raya from kesef to shtar? Shaila number two of the Tosis Rosh. And with the Tosis Rosh, the mashvile lashvuye ko kichas la dodi. The miyotzev ha'isi yofin and the kedusha shtar isnu b'chlal ki yikach. Zog the Rosh, because there's a gzeres hakosev that you could be mekadesh with a shtar. As the Gemara held in Svara, that the pasuk that teaches us you could be mekadesh mishtar is sticking it back into ki yikach. As ki yikach is going on everything. It's going on kesef and it's going on shtar too. Because if there's a pasuk that telling us kedushin is b'shtar and kiyikach means kedushin, it's going on shtar too. But you're right, it's going on kesef. but it's going on Shtar also. Because what was the question? Tiyukas going on Kesef? The Teretz is, it's also going on Shtar. No, it's not. Okay, continues the Gemara. Asam Nami Ksiv Stais Bekesef Yiknu. Over there also says Stais Bekesef Yiknu. Frag the Taisis Rush. Everyone knows the question already. Like we're following the pattern, right? Frag the Taisis Rush. Over there is Mefurish by Kesef. Stais Bekesef Yiknu. How can you bring a Raya from Kesef to Shtar? That's question number three. Now, all three psukim that the Gemara brought was by Kesef and were handling in a sugin shtar. As in all three places, the Taisis Rush is Givalt. What's going on here? We're talking about shtar, and every time we're bringing a pasuk by Kesef. As the Taisis Rush with his saying Mahalach every time. No, the pasuk's also going by shtar. Why? Because the Sefer the Crow over there says, "V'kasev the Sefer v'chasev." Mashma filu ksivishtar talya v'bayna. Oh, because if you follow the pasuk, it talks about shtar. It's the Gemara brought at the beginning, but really there should be a v'chule. We really mean to bring the end of the pasuk. The Gemara brings the beginning. Okay, we all know. Everyone here knows all the psukim malpeh. You bring the beginning. You move on. We mean the end of the pasuk. Okay. Oybaze. Now we really get stuck with the teretz of the Gemara. Zag the Gemara el karinim be yuknu. Not yuknu. That it's tali in the koina yuknu. It's tali in the maicha. Frag the Rush, give out. The pasuk's talking about Kesef, and the Rush said the Aleph Beis is Kesef is Tali in the Koine. As how could you be Kari Be Yuknu, that it's Tali in the Meicher, array by Kesef, the Koine gives it, and the pasuk's talking about Kesef also. As how could you read the pasuk that it's not Tali in the Matne, it's not Tali in the coin, it's Tali in the Matne. Are the pasuk's talking about Kesef? Azot, the Taisis Rush, a Rizig Yechidish. A Sefer Dekra Koi Yiknu. That when you're reading the word Yiknu on the end of the pasuk, Kari Yiknu. But when you're reading it on Yiknu, on the beginning of the pasuk, when you read it together, you read it Yiknu. Wow, this is such a big chiddush. You read, Stais Bekesef Yiknu. Period. Yuknu Kesef, Yuknu when you're Koine Bishtar. Wow, you have to be a very talented Balkoire to do this. This is Mamish. You're reading a Pasik, you're saying on the beginning of the Pasik, you read it one way. On the end of the Pasik, you read it another way. Zafir's eyes the rush. Kane nearly sugyazu. What is the rush want? Do you ever have a rush that fears eyes and gives a scummer to his own shot? The high of the rush knew it was really dull. The rush knew he stretched so many different ends over here. As fears eyes the rush, Kane nearly sugyazu. In my lessons, this is what you gotta do when you're learning the subject. This is the end words of the rush. As every word of the rush, he realizes he's mana stretching. What's the ikka problem of the rush? Because kesef is poshit, it's tali in the koina, as he gives the kesef. The whole nin is in the shtar. And we keep on bringing rayas from sukkim that are talking about kesef. There's something off whack here, there's something doesn't go. As he has to much and be miyashiv. Those are his four big questions on the sugya, and he's dochuk. The Ramban, on the other hand, argues on the Taisis HaRash. The Ramban and the Rashba. Zug the Ramban, the words that are jumping out of the sugya. That even though the sugya is talking about shtar, who gives the shtar, it's being a raya from the pasuk by kesef, must be the neediness not only by shtar, the neediness by kesef too. Those are the words that Imam is jumping at the sugya, and that's what the Ramban and the Rajwa say. However, there's a huge problem. What do you mean? The din is by kesef? By kesef, of course the kohen gives the kesef. We only have a shaila, who gives the shtar? As how could you say it's a nidin by kesef also? As that's why the Tosfos Rosh could not understand such a mahalach. By shtar, there's a din, who gives it? But by kesef, we know who gives it. As obviously we're only handling shtar and not kesef. Either sugya, much doichikit, but it's only shtar. The Ramban says, no, the sugya is going by kesef. We know who gives the kesef. Zug the Ramban and the Rajba, these key words. Min yoni dekra, bein bekesef, bein b'shtar, b'moicher tali rachmana. The boy lemeimar sadi mechure lecha bekesef oy b'shtar. You know what we're handling? We're handling who talks by mecher. Does the moicher talk, or does the lekeach? Who gets the talking part? Is it the Moicher's talk or is it the Lokeach's talk? And that's the Dinyan to Shtar. And this Ramban and Rajba are Merapsin Igra. Or as the Gemara would say in Psachim, it's Shavrim Kol HaGagos. It's Manush, a bomb that breaks all the sh. What do you mean, who talks? There's no din amira b'mechira. Harei Reboch Ver in Simon Beis did the massive kiddush in kedushin. That kedushin, because it's a chalois ishus, has a din amira. And Reboch Ver, the Rebbe, said that by mechira avada there's no din amira. Where did Reboch Ver know that by mechira there's no din amira? Because Reboch Ver was a Talmud Chacham. He opens up the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Eben Ezer, Nosen Kesef V'Omar. In Hilchis Mechira, it doesn't say Nosen Kesef V'Omar. As you don't have to be a big evil. Who stayed in Shulchan Aruch? In Rambam, in Tur, Adin Amira B'Mechira. This Ramban in Rajba, shake everything that was the pashtus until now. Till now we learn kicha, mira. Comes along the Ramban and Rajba say there's a din amira by mechira. And not stam an amira. We're comparing the amira of mechira to the amira of shtar. So in the mirror, they've been saying this over this Ramban Rajba. It probably comes from it, no, hopefully, it's at the way to the Shira Ma printed. Now they're printed, I think we should look it up. There's a huge Talmud Chacham that came over, a real big Gadol, came over to Rav Asher and told him, you cannot teach Bachram that way. Asher said, it's a hirus. You can't teach Bachram, there's a din amira b'mechira. I have a Ramban Rajba, Abed Sishkin Tor, Shulchan Aruch. You're going to walk out. Bachram are going to think that there's a mirror. And that was Rav Asher's like shrine. So Rav Asher decided politically to polish it up a little bit. And he'll say, Be'oifin Zeh. He said like this. He said by the etzem nekuda that there's a din amira with Nochum brought an Avni Meluim. The Avni Meluim says that the Aflah says that there's only a din amira by Kedushin, and the Avni Meluim in Semin Chav Zayin argues on the Aflah and says there's a din amira bein b'kedushin bein b'mekachumem. This Kaidim Kol, it wasn't the Mir's Chiddush, it was the Avni Meluim. The Avni Meluim's a Paisik. Shaykh, we have a big Pesik. Meluim that says even the Bachim Noam is a Lamdan, he also happened to be a Pesik. He wrote a Sefer on Shulchan Aruch, he was a Rav. Oh. And Avni Meluim wouldn't dare say a Chiddush. Zogt Avni Meluim, however, when he says it, an interesting patent. He says that B'derech Klal, there's always a Dabrima, Iske Mechiri Koyda. Before you make a Mekach Umemkar, as you handle together the price, you handle together you want it, as there's always going to be a Gilui Das. Masha'en came by Kedushin, you need usually a more specific Dibur, not all the time. Is there a Dabrima? There's usually a break between the Dabrima. You know, they go out on their Leshidoch, they go to the Koisel when they're in Eretz Yisrael. They come home, they call all their friends, and b'chule. You know, until you do that, re'ach mekudeshesli, it doesn't happen right away. Abimekech u'memkar, b'derech klal, the daber ima and the mekech u'memkar happen right away. And daber ima is good enough. As there is a din amira b'mechira. But that was like, oh, the big Talmud Chacham came over to be Meicha. How can we give shiurim like this? The answer is, there is no Shulchan Aruch, because B'derech Klal, people don't walk over to each other and go, it just doesn't work that way by Mekach Memka. You know, you walk to your friend, take out something, it just doesn't work that way. People talk when they make Mekach Memkar, as there's a Dabrima always by Mekach Memkar. Oh. That was the way of getting out of it. Or you'll just say it's the Ramban and the Ranshma, it's not Muvah La Locha, but we try to like accommodate that. It's not Muvah La Locha because B'derech Klal is Dabrima and it's the Avnei Mugur. Yeah. Because whenever you say a big Chiddush, the Gemara in Pesachim says, B'toyle B'gavra Rav Ravi, and then you're okay. It's the Avnei Mugur says. Okay. And it's Mufurish in the Ramban and the Rashi. Oh. Okay. As number one, Shteita Amira in Mechir. But very interesting. Think it more into it. What is the Ramban and the Rashi doing? They're comparing Amira and Mechira to the Nesinis Ashtar. Vitzarech Bir, like Ma'in Yin Zeitzel Zeh. Nesinis Ashtar is a Maisa. That's daima to the mice of Kesef. As what are they saying? By Kesef, zikha the koina gives the Kesef, as the mice is done by the koina. But by shtar, who writes the shtar and does the mice of Nesina shtar is totally on who does the amira by Mekach u'memkar. By Kesef. Who does the amira by Kesef? Why is the Ksivis Ashtar and the Mesiris Ashtar Tully on the Amira and not on the Mice and the Sinus Kesef? As is a Gvaldika Diyuk in the Ramban. And if you learn the Ramban, the answers are all there. Zog the Ramban, because the Nina the Sugya is who makes the Amira? By Kesef, who says? And who makes the Amira? Bishtar. Bavur in the Ramban, that what is a Shtar? A Shtar is an Amira. Just you're writing it in a piece of paper. When you write it in a piece of paper, the Amira is olim. It has an alimus to it. It's not stam talking. It's written in an official piece of paper, and you're handing it over. Aber the ikach alois kinyan is the devarim. And that's another huge mirvah of Rav Nochum, Rav Asher. Rav Asher brought loads of rayas. This is one of his big yusaydis. It's Kram Makubal in many yeshivas, that the gather of shtar is not stama maise kinyan. The gather is you're giving over the divrei hakanah. As I would say, the divarim are written in the shtar adayma to the divarim that you say over by the mekachum mekka. That's the dinyan of the gemara. Okay, who says the divarim? Is Tali on the Yisoid? Is the Kenyan Tali in the Makne, or is the Kenyan Tali in the Koyna?
Wait, does the Baal need to say Aleim Kleshesli?
What?
Does the Baal need to say Aleim Kleshesli?
Sure.
Even though you have the Amira in the Shtar?
Oh, so that's another Shaila. B'Shtar, do you need an Amira too? The Raiso or not? That's a totally different shiloh. But the Miri in the Mishnah, when he explains the shitas, let's say you don't have to make an amira. The Miri explains because it's written in the shtar of amira already. As the Miri says it, klar. Even the other shitas, it's for a zaitika reason. They say you don't want to be a mishalcha v'ena chazeres. You explain to what the get is. Or by Kedushin, you explain to what the shtar is. V'chulei aba l'maisa, the Miri on Heamid Beis dans that if there's a chsaron of nasan hu v'amre hi by Kedushay Kesef, why isn't there a chsaron of nasan hu v'amre hi by Mechira? When the Olam sees the Miri, the Olam goes out of their kira. Like, there's no din amira b'mechira. It's like, what's going on in the Miri that there should be a chsarin if the other guy says it? But once we have the Ramban and the Rashba, there is a din amira, as that Miri is ashlama to the Ramban and the Rashba over here. The Miri on the Mishnah, on Beis Amar Aleph, that says, by shtar, you don't need an amira, because the words are written in the shtar, is obviously ashlama to the other faith. Okay. As let's go step by step. Schiddush number one, we saw in the Ramban and the Rashba, there's a din amira in Mechira. Chiddush number two is shtar is tali in amira. What is the Yisoid HaSugya if the Moicha Tali Rachmana or the Koine Tali Rachmana? And what's the difference of who says it? My Nafkamina, who says it? What is this? The Shaila is who says it? The Moicha, the Koine. What's a Tali in? Why should the Moicha be more Mandiyama or the Koine? Is there a Moicha Tali Rachmana? What's the Hezbra of the Yisoid? As over here, Rav Asher wanted to say a chiddush, and l'chayrit mevur in Rav Naftali ba'ayfin zeh also. Rav Shimon Shkop, very famous Rosh Hashiva in Europe many years ago, Kler de Chakira, a very famous Chakira that went around the yeshivas in Europe. In Kenyanim, there are two people that are involved, the Makne and the Koine. Are one of them more of an Iker and the other one's a Tuffel, or are they both working together? As Kipshutai, one would say, you need them both together. Why should you seem one's more of an Iker than the other one? Rav Shimon says, but you see, Das Acheres Makne, even if the Koine is a cotton, you're Koine. The Rishainim, Tosfos, and many Rishainim say, Das Acheres Makne works to a cotton. Hare, if you need a koina, the koina is a cotton. As how could a das acheres makne work? Zagreb Shimon, you see that it's shayich a kinyan mitzad the makne alone. Rav Shimon brought rayas that it's shayich a kinyan mitzad the koina alone. The mushal, by Kinyanik Zela or by other places.
Yeah.
I don't want to go into all this pratim because it's really zaitik over here. When they told over Rav Shimon's Chakira to Rav Naftali, Rav Naftali was the Rosh Hashiva in Rav. As Rav Naftali said, and it's printed in the new Shiure Ramat, that it's a Mefurish Sugya in Kedushin Daf Tes. It's a sugya. Over here, that's good for the lead in the sugya. Who is the sugya talian? Whose das shafs the chalais kinyan? As a Naftali with a gilui gadol from shad in the sugya. What's the shaila? The moicha tali rachmana or the koina tali rachmana? Rav Naftali learned it's Yisayd is the Geshayla, whose das is the Iker in the Kenyan? The Moicher's das or the Koine's das? It's the Iker in the Kenyan. Das is the Shayla. Lefi Zeh, who talks, is Tali on whose das shafs the Chalois Kenyan. Adkan Divrei Rav Naftali. Ravasha uptached it ba'oifim zeh. In every Kenyan, Reb Chaim Brisker in Sefer is miyaser, maybe it's so, that there are two things for every Kenyan, the Maisa Kenyan and the Das. Those are the two things that you need for a Kenyan. You need a Maisa Kenyan. But let's say you walk over and you think it's your chafetz and you lift it up and it's hefter, you're not kind. You need das also. Das shafs the chaleis. As das is a chelik of the chaleis kinyan. On daf tes amid beis over here, we're going to have hein hein advarim aniknim ba'amira. Over there, you see certain times you don't even need a Maisa Kinyan. If there's a Gemiras Das, that's a very strong Gemiras Das, you're kind of even without a Maisa Kinyan. As you see, the Das is the Iker in the Kinyan. You need a Maisa too. But what's the Iker? The Das. As what's the Shaila? Who says the Shaila is whose Das Shavs the Chalais Kinyan? That's the one who says. Why? Because what is Amira? Amira is an expression of Das. That's what Amira is. Amira is saying the Gemira is Das that shafts the Chalois Kinyan. And if you look at the Gemara on Tes Amit Beis, the words of the Gemara are Hein Hein Advar Maniknim Ba'amira. What do you mean it's kind of a Gemira is Das? What's Hein Hein Advar Maniknim Ba'amira? Because how do we know the Das of a Leib? When you're mevatit pachutz, dvarim shebelev ein advarim. When you say it, the dvarim have toikif. The das has a toikif to it. Ein ein advarim aniknim ba'amir. That's the das. Once we have this, as we have mamish, all the pieces in the puzzle fit in. With these three yisaidis, now the sugya is azay lichting. It lights up. It's very understandable. Hainu, the needin of the sugya is b'moichun tali rachmana b'koyne tali rachmana. Whose das is the ikar in shafing the chalais kinyan? Whoever's das is the ikar, we need his amira, because his amira is the way he's being mavata his das. Or we have a gilui das dabim aliske mechira koydim. That's a form of dibur, but we need to have his gilui das. As whose das is the yikr, and that's what the Gemara is coming to buy from the Pesukim. My nafkamina ladina to nafkamina. Who talks by mekach u'memkar and who writes by shtar? Because the writing of shtar is the way you're expressing your das. As das is the sugya, and it's a sugya by kesef, zokti Ramban and the Rajwa, and by shtar also. Because they both share in common that the das is the ikar akinyan. Enoch inami, the mice of shtar and the mice of kesef is different, but the das that shafts the chalois is the same. And that's the shaila of the Gemara, who's the ikar das that shafts the chalois? B'moicha tali rachmana or b'koine tali rachmana? As that's a shaila, bein b'kesef, bein b'shtar, my nafkamino, who has to talk and who has to write the shtar and give the shtar. Thus is the Mahalov, Bidas, the Ramban, and the Rajma. As if you really think about it, it's a big binyan. It's a big building with a lot of floors. Floor number one that starts the sugya is there's a din amira by Mekachum Mecha. And Lefi Zeh, what is the Amira? The Amira is just expressing the Gemira's Das, that shafts the Chalois. Amira is not a Zog. Amira is not a bear. It's not like a whole new thing, a whole new angle to Kenyan. What, you should walk out of Mir, you need Maisa, Gemira's Das for Amira? No, Amira is just a way of saying you Gemira's Das. Because it's Mamayat the Chiddush. It's putting it in its proportion. As number one, there's a din amira b'mechira. What's the din amira? The gemira stas, saying the gemira stas. Oh. Aleph. Beis, the Gemara compares the ksivas ashtar to amira. Why? As we see yisayid in shtar. That shtar means you're giving that gemira stas over in a piece of paper, and that's what shafts the kinyan. step, that's klima number two. Klima number three, which is the roof that finishes the building, is what's the shiloh over here, if ala meicher or ala klina tali rachmana, as that's a shiloh of who's gmiris da shas the chalois, and the nafkamina is who has to write the shtar and write the dvarim, and who talks in the kuchumem kar. And it's a shiloh bein bekesev bein beshkar. This is all the feed, the Ramban, and the Rashba. Okay. Thus is the Ikea Sugya, we saw a massive Yisaydis. We'll touch on it again as we go through the Sugyas. Yeah, but these are the Yisaydis of Kinyan. Such a chaval that sometimes you don't learn the Sugyas on Daf Test. If the most Yisaydis the Sugya, Rav Asher on Heyam and Beis, he learns these Rishayim on Daf Test. Because that this is like he held, like it's a certain shtick of Tyrus, they say they're going to come to Shemayim with. Like the Goyin had a shtick of, he says when he comes to Shemayim and they're going to give him the shir on Shemayim, he's going to give this shtick of. Yeah. And Rav Asher, this is like his woe shtick. His Ramban and Rajma is on Hey Amud Beis, he learns the Ramban and Rajma. On Tess, he learns the Ramban and Rajma. Yo, this is Gilu, the big Chiddush that's Loi Nishma Ba'olam. Whatever, it made waves. It's more Nishma Ba'olam, but still it's like a massive Chiddush. Okay. On my way to Yeshiva, the cab driver said to me, where are you going? To the mirror again? I said, yeah. He says, you always go to the mirror every morning. He doesn't take me every morning, but you always go, whatever he sees me, he always goes. You never get bored. You go to the same place every day. I said to him, if you know what we do there every day we learn a new sugya. It's so geschmack. Every day we come into another angle of learning. Going to the same place, but what I'm doing there every day is different. But I understand it. Nebuchadnezzar, he's a cab driver. Every day he does the same thing every day. He's bored out of his brains. And he looks at everyone that like they're the same as him. Yeah. We had him before. He has a lot of complaints about life, a lot of different things. Nebuchadnezzar, you don't have learning. Kachazet. You possibly can't understand. You're going to the mirror to learn again? But then I thought for a second, it's not only the taxi cab drivers. It looks like there's some bachurim in the mirror too that are just not coming to shir anymore. They don't have what they're missing. Like, the heavy yisoydis, geshmak in yanim. Yeah, it's such a chaval. I get it, it's the end of the zman, but it's one thing if these guys wouldn't chop. Okay, I hear, but How could you miss out? Chaval. Yeah. Geshmak in yonim, you say this thing, the mamish all over Shas, you use it. Yeah. Yeah, but it has to talk to you. Of course. But if it does, yeah. It's such a chaval, Bachram's attitude. Many of them are ones that are leaving next month. It's okay, so I'm leaving next month, so why do I have to stay until the end of this month? Yeah. Such a mentality. If someone gives out $1 million at the end of this month, I'm leaving next month anyway, so I'm not coming to you. Come on. Mamish, every day is like nocha sugya, nocha steiging, nocha vaksi, nocha oilom ava. It's geschmacka stuff. It's not like, you know, you're breaking your brains and you're not understanding anything, and when you understand it, it's not geschmack. Yeah. We're not learning math and algebra and trigonometry here. That you break your brains and after you get it, it's like, oh, what I do this for? Yeah. It's geschmack of stuff. Oh, it's really geschmack. Okay. Sit.